House Bill 1046. That's an act to provide authority to suspend or revoke a milk sampler and grader's license.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, House Bill 1046 is what I would also refer to as a cleanup, but this goes back many years. And it's probably just been kind of an oversight, if you will, of the department and or the legislature over those years. We have the responsibility to license people that test and grade milk and other products, and we also have the right to test or to license people that are in the sampling and graders. In this particular, it is in regard to milk. We have the right to revoke a tester and grader's license, but we don't have the right to revoke a sampler and grader's license. They're two different licenses. Now, I feel that if I have the responsibility to license these people, and if they're not living up to the terms and not being professional, that we surely ought to have the right to revoke that license if they, if they're not professional in their performance. So what we're asking you here is to give us the right to revoke these licenses. If you give us the responsibility of licensing, give us also the responsibility that's laid out in law for these other licenses to revoke it if they are screwing up all the time. So again, I this is a cleanup, but it goes back many years because this is the way it's been on the law book, I believe, for several years. Questions?
Any comment? Secretary Gabriel, this sampler and grader, is this at the point of the manufacturing plant, or is this out in the farm, you know, where the sampling grade?
I believe it's out in the farm, but I have Kevin Fridley here with me today, who is the director of Ag Services. He can probably answer these questions better than I. I know he can. So if I could, Mr. Chairman, I would like to introduce Mr. Fridley to answer questions about the specifics of how this is.
That's fine.
Mr. Chairman, Larry's answer was correct. It is the, is in the farm.
Okay. Any other questions?
The importance of that is that that is when they take that sample at the farm, that's the sample that's going to be tested for the quality of that milk and how they will be paid. So it's important that we have good people taking those samples and it's accurate and fair to the producer. Butterfat content.
One more, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Okay, now you're talking about the sampling of the milk that's picked up in bulk. Does this have this deal with the production testing of each individual cow, like an owner sampler association is involved in? That doesn't deal with nothing like that.
That's a different deal. This is taken at the tank on the farm, and then also it's the load is commingled in and taken to the plant, and there's another sample taken then. But right, the individual sample taken on the farm.
Right.
Is what the price that they receive is based off.
Thank you.
Representative Jensen.
You're just adding the sampler and grader license. Revoke was always in there, wasn't it?
Yes, for the, correct. There was, revoke was always in there. We just added the terms sampler grader license. The tester grader was always in there. It gets, the terms are very similar, and one's in the plant and one's on the farm, or what we call bulk haulers sometimes, but they intertwine.
Any other questions you have?
Mr. Chairman, one question.
Representative Sixton.
Thank you. I see here it says tester and grader's license. Now we added sampler and grader's license. I'm a little confused. Why do we put grader's license in again?
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Go ahead.
It's the terminology we use. It seems like grader's license, we're repeating what we're doing, and it is the same term, but they're two different licenses or entities that we work with, so we spell it out how it's defined. One's on the farm driving the truck into the facility. One may be at the plant itself.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Another question, please. I guess my question is, I know it's cleanup language. Did something prompt this to come forward? Did you guys have some cases? Is this something that's a problem that you're dealing with?
We tried to review all the Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Go ahead.
We've tried to review all the laws. This was something we identified. Has it been a major issue? No. Has there been instances where there's been some problems? Yes, and we've been able to work those out, but we felt it was better that we went this route rather than... They're basically employees of the milk buyers or the company, and they want to do the right thing, but in the event that there is a problem, we had no means to take an enforcement action against them.
Any other questions? Representative Jensen.
Does that cover all the licensees in...
We have about 200 of these sample graders or bulk haulers. So, yes, it will...
There aren't any other type of grade licensing or anything that you need to cover. This covers all the...
This should... Yes, this will fix it.
Any other questions? If not, are there any other proponents?
If not, are
there any opponents? If not, Secretary Gabriel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I might, just to shed a little more light on this, because I think there's some confusion here in the terms of these two licenses, because the word tester is used in both of them. But if I'd refer you to 4032.13, it speaks to a license for sampling and grading. In 4032.14, it's an issuance of a tester and grader's license. Now, in the subsequent law, then in 3217, we've got the right to suspend a tester and grader's license, but we've got a loophole here, and so that's what we're asking you to address, is to make sure that, again, that if we have the responsibility to license, believe me, that we take on a responsibility there when we issue that license. We're asking you to let us be professional then and revoke that license if somebody's not doing it properly. And, you know, we was thinking maybe we could go in and amend two or three sections of law here, and we decided that this is probably the cleanest way because they are two separate licenses. Unfortunately, one of those terms is used in both of them.
Committee, we're open to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move do pass.
And move
House Bill 1046.
Do pass, is there a second?
Second.
Frizzly.
Why isn't this Jensen?
No, Frizzly. Any further discussion on 1046? Hearing none, answer as your name is called, ANA, and the Secretary will call roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Frizzly?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Holbe?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye. Aye.
Sixted?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye.
It's 12-0.
So,
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
Been moved consent.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's on consent.